outside of the contemporary life of the world. For a book upon any other subject at the present time, some apology may be necessary. But a book upon this subject is as natural a thing to produce now as a pair of skates in winter when the ice begins to bear. All we writers find ourselves engaged perforce in some part or other of a worldwide propaganda. Of this, the most creative and hopeful of political ideas that has ever dawned upon the consciousness of mankind. With no concerted plan, we feel called upon to serve it, and in no connection would one so like to think oneself unoriginal as in this connection. It would be a dismaying thing to realize that one were writing anything here which was not the possible thought of great multitudes of other people, and capable of becoming the common thought of mankind. One writes in such a book as this not to express oneself, but to swell a chorus. The idea of the League of Nations is so great a one that it may well override the pretensions and command the allegiance of kings. Much more does it claim the self-subjugation of the journalistic writer. Our innumerable books.